Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony.
And our guest this morning is Mr. Bob Randerson, who's the founder and owner of Randercom. We'll be talking to Bob shortly and finding out about Randercom and how he got started and how he got to be still here today. You're listening to Biz Talk, and on our program, we want our business to help you start or grow your business. We bring guests on who are experts, people who have had experience with entrepreneurism, starting their own business, and sharing their stories so that it's a source of inspiration for you, the listening audience, for you to possibly get some ideas on how you can take your business into the future. And if you'd like to, you can always call in and ask questions of our guests. And we ask our guests to leave their information on the air contact data so you can contact them next week and ask them questions as well. Our program is brought to you each week by the SCORE chapter located in Appleton. We are the Fox City SCORE chapter. We have an 8-county service area. We go from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. About 45 counselors or mentors are available to assist business owners with free advice. We have mentors in our chapter who are trained, they're screened, they're experts, and they provide that advice free to the business owner or the person who's thinking of starting a business. If you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to foxcities.score.org. We got it right,
right,
Randy.
Right, got it right the first time
that
time.
It's a new website, foxcities.score.org. And you can learn about the SCORE chapter in Appleton. And there's a place on that website to fill out a request for counseling, a request for mentoring. Fill that out, submit it, and usually within a week, you'll have a mentor contacting you to schedule a meeting to talk about your needs.
We always remind our potential clients that we are a totally volunteer organization.
Right.
And so sometimes, especially like this time of the year, we have a couple of snowbirds who are mentors, so we don't always have a full staff, but we try to get back to you just as fast as we can. So you should be hearing from us within about 48 hours of your actual application.
And SCORE chapter actually, in addition to offering the free mentoring, and we've been doing this since the 80s. SCORE is an organization that goes back to the 60s.
Right,
it's a national organization.
We just celebrated our 45th year last year. So.
Right. So we work in conjunction with the Small Business Administration to help folks understand their businesses so they can succeed and create and maintain jobs. Randy, in addition to the program that we do here, we also do seminars. We're in the middle of one right now. Why don't you talk about that one?
We have a lot of things going on right now. So just real quickly, we're finishing up with a program called Simple Steps for Business. It's a 5-session program. This coming Wednesday night, we're going to have session number 4, which is on financial planning. Both you and Mary Lou Vandehei from our staff are
going
to be taking care of that one.
Going through accounting statements.
Yeah. Accounting statements, all of the things that you need to know when you're into your business. So this one's well worth the price of admission. The cost of these are $25 each, or if you attend all 5, we give the price to as $100. We're going to be finishing up, as I said, those two. The last one is going to be on the 22nd, and that's going to be on funding. Where do you find the money? But for those of you who missed the program, we are going to restart the Simple Steps program again in May, and we'll have details on that. Between now and then, coming up on March 22nd.
First, we have that Simple Steps program is being held at the Chamber Building in downtown
That's
Appleton.
Correct. Sorry. Yeah, it's from 6 to 9 on Wednesday night. Registration is at 5:30. We ask that you be there and in place by 6 o'clock, especially this week because it's going to be a full night financing
almost
information.
Almost 20 people attending this
That's
Wednesday
correct.
Night.
Yeah. So it's a full schedule.
Yeah.
But now, then, as I was saying, the next program coming up is going to be on March 22nd.
Right.
That's a daytime program, and it will be from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m., I'm sorry.
Right.
And that will be on being social potential in business, how to use social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all of the different things that you need to get involved in. The program is $35. It's going to be we're going to have Jyothi Netangadi as our instructor.
And that's what she does for
that's
she's
what
an
she
expert
does.
In that
yeah,
area.
That's her background.
She knows how to tweet.
Right. And the other thing we ask is bring a laptop if you have it, or your iPod or iPad, whatever you would use, because we're going to help you if you haven't already set up your social networks.
Cool.
Show you how to establish an account on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on whatever you need to do. So it's going to be a very, very valuable session.
You know, I should go to that and bring my laptop, because I have a LinkedIn account and people send me an invitation for LinkedIn and I want to accept it, but then there's something messed up with my email address and my LinkedIn account, and I can't figure it out.
So yeah,
this would be a great place to go and bring my computer.
Absolutely,
to
bring your laptop and sit down, and we'll
Dr. Jyothi is going to help us
get it all loaded up, and you'll have 3 hours of instructions. So that should be very, very good.
Cool.
So that's one of the programs we've got.
That was
coming
March 22nd.
Up. March 22nd.
$35.
$35. 8 to 11 a.m. And again, it will be at the Chamber office.
How do
in the
we
Lower
register?
Area. Register online at foxcities.score.com.
We're getting good at that, Randy.
Excuse me, .org.
I blew that one. Yeah.
Okay.
One for one.
You'll find it under local workshops.
Okay.
And so that'll be there for registration.
Good.
The only other thing, if I have just a minute to talk about, is that SCORE is involved very heavily with the veterans programs that are coming up. We have a program, it's called Fast Launch for Veterans. If you're not familiar with it, take a moment, go out to score.org. That's the national website. On it, it'll explain some of the benefits that you can receive, which include being able to attend the Simple Steps program absolutely free. So you end up with a coupon that's worth $100 to be able you to take that particular course. It also has a lot of other areas that there are. There's a, of course, the mentoring, how to get that as a free process. But also a number of the partners that are working with SCORE on this program have free items available, how to get things started, for instance, with Constant Contact, where if you want to start doing things like that for your business. So for veterans, if you are interested, again, you can go out to score.org, and that's the national site. Look at the Fast Launch for Veterans program. We have a number of veterans who are mentors here in the Fox River Valley. I'm a vet. Tony, I know you were a vet from the Civil War.
Thank you.
So we have that available to them.
The civil unrest wars, right.
But we have a lot of people who can help you. So, again, if you are a vet and want to work with a vet,
right,
please note that in your request, and we'll be very happy to set that up for you.
Good. That's it?
Well, that's about all I got right now.
Good. Well, the SCORE chapter is very focused on promoting and supporting small business people, people in small business who want to grow their business. And it's not just small business. We deal with bigger clients as well. And in order to provide this service free of charge with skilled, motivated mentors, we're always looking for mentors. So like the military, you might say we're recruiting too. And if anyone in the listening audience would be interested in considering being a mentor and bringing your expertise, you don't have to be retired. If you want to bring your expertise to the SCORE chapter to help provide for others who are struggling or wanting to grow their business, paying it back, paying it forward.
Correct.
Please contact us at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. We'd love to talk to you.
Right.
We have an 8-county area from Appleton down through Oshkosh, down through Fond du Lac. So there's plenty of need out there. We have plenty of things to do, and we have a lot of fun.
Right.
And the donuts are good, too.
Yeah. And just click on the volunteer portion of the website, and you can get information both from the national site and also from the local site.
And it's always a pleasure to meet Gene Jessup, who's proud in his 90s and actually worked in Governor George Wallace's campaigns in Alabama. He's an entrepreneur, he's an author, he's a storyteller, and
right.
He's doing more storytelling today than anything, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Gene started over 11 businesses.
A lot of fun.
He's still active as a realtor here in the Valley, and I think he's been involved in buying and selling just about every restaurant
still out there
and
every
tavern
day.
In the Fox River Valley at least once.
Yeah,
but that's the kind of experience
he's
that
out
some
there
of
every
our,
day.
Our people bring
he
to
He doesn't
them.
Quit.
Yeah, he's still there.
So with that, we're going to just say thank you to our sponsors for bringing you the BizTalk program every weekend. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, full-service banking organization with a three-state footprint. They're headquartered right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Neenah, Wisconsin, and Appleton, and they're all over the place. Another one of our sponsors we want to say thank you to is Albertson Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling is the local partner here in the Appleton market. They also serve the Green Bay market. And as you can imagine, they're pretty busy these days. Another sponsor is Lakeview Credit Union, headquartered in Neenah. Want to thank the folks over at Lakeview for being a sponsor of BizTalk. They provide business services, consumer services, mortgage services, financial product services. And a thank you to Hurling Clark Law Firm for being our legal sponsor. They're our newest sponsor this year. We want to thank Chuck Kaler and the guys and the gals at Hurling Clark for supporting the SCORE chapter through BizTalk. And a special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our program each 2 weeks when their periodical called the Business News comes out. If you're not subscribed to the Business News, you should be. It's $20 a year, and there's very pertinent, relevant business news available in that periodical covering East Central, Northeast Wisconsin, something that'll help your business stay connected. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers, and we'll begin our interview with Bob Randerson. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Welcome back to BizTalk. Again, my name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer.
Good morning again, Tony.
And our guest this morning is Bob Randerson. Bob is the founder of and the president of Randercom. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Tony.
Nice to have you on the program this morning. Glad you could make it in.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yep, you bet. Tell us what Randercom is, Bob. What is Randercom? How long has it been around? What do you do?
Sure. Well, I started Randercom in 1994, so we're going on 18 years that I've been in business. Okay. And we sell business telephone systems, and we also do security, access control, and video surveillance systems. And I got started in the telecommunications industries back in the 1970s, worked for a couple of privately held companies. Mayer's Electronics, I don't know if anybody remembers that.
Yeah. Harold?
Yeah.
Harold Mayer's?
With Harold Mayer's,
yeah.
And we sold NEC phone systems there when I was with Harold. And,
sure.
And that's a product that I continue to carry today. NEC's been a great company for us. They've been making telephone systems since the late 1800s, if you can believe they've been around.
Yeah, I remember that when I was in the Civil War,
yeah,
like
right.
Randy said earlier. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be in trouble for that one for the rest of the day, but at least it was fun. So
you, NEC has survived all these technological upgrades and changes, and you've stayed with them, and they're providing you with systems you install.
Yes, they have, and they've evolved their product with the industry as it's changed, and they've done a real good job of keeping up. They're a large company that's diverse in what they sell, so if they weren't profitable in one area, they're profitable in another. So through those lean times, they've been able to keep it going.
When you started your company in 1994, Bob, you said you'd been working for Mayer's Electronics and maybe another firm or two. What was it that said you wake up one morning and just say, I'm going to start Randercom? Or were you thinking about it? How do you recall how that evolved?
Yeah, I had been thinking about it for a long time. In fact, after Mayer's, I worked for another company, and then I started a partnership with another guy. Actually, he started the business and asked me to come on. I was a minority partner, and having my own business was just something that was embedded in me. I don't know why, but that always was something I wanted, and being a person of faith, that is something I prayed about for a long time before mm-hmm. I decided to make the move. And one day I came, I just knew it was time, and I came home. My, at that time, had three children, and told my wife I was planning on quitting this place and starting the business, and she was fine with it. It was a big step of faith, but I just knew it was time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things, again, when we start talking to our clients at SCORE and trying to explain to them that it's not just you when you start a business. It's not just the person right. who's starting it, but it's the entire family who needs to, number one, understand what's going on, and number two, be totally committed to the process, because there's a lot of work involved, a lot of things that the family has to do to support this project. So it sounds like you had that kind of support when you started out.
Oh, exactly. And my wife has been a great support for me through the years. The times that I've been maybe got a little discouraged, she'd have these little notes of encouragement for me. So I couldn't have done it without her.
Yep. Other family members involved in the business at this time?
No, just my wife. Okay. My son and daughter have helped out a little bit for a little different areas of the business where maybe we needed some cleaning of the office or different odd jobs. They've been there to help as well.
When you started your business, Bob, did you put a business plan together? Did you have an idea of what was involved with budgeting and equipment and training and people and hiring staff?
Well, that's one area I was really lacking when I started, and I wish I would have done a better job of it. But I was fortunate. I didn't have to get any loans when I started the business.
That's yeah.
Yeah,
very good.
And I had a good idea of what it took to run a business, being a partner in this last business. So I started in as a technician, so I had a good understanding of the product and services that I was trying to sell. And then I also, when I was part owner, had a lot of involvement in the daily operations and budgeting and, mm-hmm. and dealing with customers. So that really helped me to...
Prepared you, didn't it?
Exactly.
A lot of people will say they're working in their job, wherever that might be right now, and they've got this itch to start their own company. And they want to go start that company, but they've never worked in that industry before. They've never been an owner in a business in that type of business before. And I always suggest, well, if you want to start something in that business, go get a part-time job in that industry. If you want to start a restaurant or right. a tavern or something, just go get a job and do like you did, be that minority partner in a way, not a partner, but an employee, and find out, are these the hours you like? Are these the things you thought about? Did you know this was going to be required when you were thinking about starting that business so that you don't cash in your entire retirement account, all your savings into something, and then you go have your learning experience. Yeah. Sounds like you did that.
Oh, yes. And
you got your training first.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you were going along in that kind of thing, what would you say was the biggest surprise that you walked into when trying to start a new business? Is there anything in particular that was a jolt, or had you, like Tony said, had the time to work on it and have a pretty good idea of all the areas you were going to end up being involved in?
I don't think there were any real surprises when I started the business. I was fortunate, like I said, I had a big hand in the previous business where when I came on board, it was still a fairly new business. So I had good experience there on what it would take to get a business going. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate that, and I didn't pursue any of the customers from that company, but I had a couple people that called me and said, hey, we're wondering where you went, and,
sure.
and they wanted to continue to do business with me, so I was blessed in that area. And the fact that I didn't have to take out a loan was huge for me, because I didn't have to be real concerned the first year or so about being able to pay for vehicles and
right.
those types of things.
A lot less pressure.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break right here, Bob, and we'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers and ask folks if they'd like to call in to give us a call. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And welcome back to BizTalk. We're visiting this morning with Bob Randerson, owner and founder of Randercom here in the Valley, here in Appleton. If you'd like to give us a call and ask Bob a question about how he got started or some of the challenges that he had to face to get from 1994 till the present, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150. Bob, we were talking this morning in the first part of the show about how you got started and so on. During the break, we were talking about personnel and staffing. There are a lot of people looking for jobs today, so it's really an employer's market today. How is it? Are there good skilled people out there? What's your experience, and how do you deal with personnel?
Well, that's always a challenge. I've been really fortunate with the people that I do have on staff now. Like you said, there is it's an employer's market, and I have some people on staff that probably, well, I know in their past had better positions, and I've been very fortunate to have some of these people. At Deb Matz, who does my marketing, mm-hmm. She does a great job for me. I've got a couple of technicians that are very dedicated. They'll go, you know, that extra mile for me, even put in some of their own time researching, trying to figure out problems. And, you know, it amazes me. He'll come, yeah, he's was on the internet last night trying to figure this out, and you know, just putting in hours like they're their business owners themselves. And mm-hmm. I want to thank those guys if they're listening for their commitment and the extra mile that they do to get the job done, make sure the customer's happy.
So in your mission statement, it says RanderCom is dedicated to providing quality installations and service. We are committed to building relationships with our customers that are beneficial to both our customers and our organizations. Our organization. This is provided through training, quality control, and primary emphasis on integrity in all our personal and business relationships. You got to have good quality people to deliver that mission to your customers.
Exactly. And you need to invest in your people as well, from not only from a business aspect, personal aspect. Just take that time to show them that, you know, you care about them.
Right.
And it's not just about making money.
Right. Well, as you said, yeah, integrity is one of the biggest things that you have to work with in your industry. A lot of the sales and so on are generated through referrals, or do you actually put together an active sales program?
We get some through referrals. A lot of it's through networking. Deb does a lot of the telemarketing for me, so that's primarily our ways of generating leads right now. Mm-hmm. We do the telemarketing, then we'll follow up with mailers, getting out information.
Okay. Have you been dabbling in the social media? That's the area that everybody's into right now.
Well, we haven't figured that out yet, so I'm looking forward to some of the things that you're offering to.
Okay.
Score chapter. March 22nd, wasn't it?
Right. That'll be coming up. 22nd of March is strictly on social media, so that should be a good one for that kind of situation.
I'll see you down there, Bob. I got to figure out my LinkedIn account.
Yeah, and that's really where it's at today. You know, the younger generation, that's the way they communicate, and for us guys, it's hard to get hold of.
Bob, where are you located, and what's your contact information?
We're located on Prospect Avenue, 1358 West Prospect. It's over by Xavier High School, mm-hmm. on the curve where Quick Trip is. Used to be. Most people were familiar with that curve.
You're right across the tracks there.
Yes. Yeah. And there used to be a beauty salon prior to that, as a lot of people are familiar with that.
And your phone number or website, do you have any?
920-731-3944. And our website is www.randercom.com.
Again, I'd like to give out the phone numbers this morning if anyone would like to call Bob with a question. And if you do call in with a question, we have a book for you called The Winning Ways for Life. It's written by Mao Nguyen, who's a SCORE counselor and a FISC advisor. It's a story about his life and a balance between a spiritual and a financial basis for having a healthy and good life. It's his story. It's a remarkable story, and I'm sure you'd learn a lot about it because he introduces a lot of financial terms and a lot of financial strategies in the context of his life in that book. And SCORE is very proud to be sponsoring that book and giving that away to callers with questions. You can call us at 281-1150 in Appleton, and if you're outside the Appleton market, 1-866-887-1150.
Okay. Bob, you know, I have actually had the opportunity to work for you and work with you and enjoyed that for a number of years there. The thing that fascinated me most about the whole business and the industry that we are in is the technology and the change. How fast things move. How have you been, you know, you said you started 17 years ago. How have you been able to stay up with this thing? It's like you're going to get your hands around a large bowl of Jell-O, it seems like sometimes.
Well, that is the challenging aspect of it. And we really rely heavily on our suppliers. Okay. NEC has training programs for us, constant webinars, I think just about every week. Mm-hmm. And they do offer training for the technicians for the different products that that NEC sells. And then we have taken on different product too, because sometimes a hosted solution is,
yep.
is the cloud is a big thing that you hear in the industry today.
Right.
So we do sell a hosted solution as well.
Okay. That's, for those of you, that would be actually having a system, the file servers and the basic backup data and so on is not on site. It's out somewhere else, and you're just usually using a communication system back and forth to work with that?
Well, it's a lot of people, I mean, voice over IP is something that you right. hear of today, and I don't think a lot of people really understand it completely when they think, you know, I have to have a voice over IP system, because that can mean so many things when it comes to telecommunications. It can be the phone on your desk. It can be the service that you're getting from your provider instead of the traditional analog telephone lines. Some companies are going to voice over IP that will now interface with their phone system. Or they're just, when you're going to a hosted solution, it's a voice over IP, it's a phone basically that's connected to the provider that is really giving you the features that your phone has. It's like, it is a phone system that's run off site through the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When they say the word voice over IP, you're saying that it's over the internet protocols, if I understand that correctly. In other words, the system actually uses the internet as a channel to be able to move information back and forth for you. Is that a rough statement?
Well, that is true in the hosted scenario. Voice over IP can also be a telephone on your desk that is connected to a phone system.
Okay.
The phone itself, typically, I always tell people the phone on your desk, it's just an appliance. It's the mm-hmm. server that runs the system. Mm-hmm. That's where the applications really come from, and that's where you're going to get the benefit.
Okay.
Things right. Alexander Graham Bell never imagined when he invented the phone.
No.
Never imagined it.
It's incredible how it's changed. It's become a lot more complex than what it used to be.
Yeah. You know, over the years, I was just talking to somebody the other day about that. Again, we were doing some things on social media and how the changes have occurred and how proud I was at one time when I actually had a bag phone in my car
right.
that I could work
that.
With.
Yeah.
And, of course, now I can get everything on my phone that I have on my hip that has 10 times, 20 times, 100 times more capabilities than that little Commodore 64 computer I used to have sitting on my desk. The capabilities have just gone astronomical. And so when you're working with somebody, I would guess that the key issue is to determine what their needs are first and then find a system that matches those needs, as opposed to people who come in and say, you know, I need this or I need that.
Yeah, and that is our biggest challenge, is educating people, because you run into a lot of customers when we call some of our existing customers, and their first response is, well, I just bought this phone system 10 years ago. What do you mean it's obsolete?
Mm-hmm.
And what does it mean to a company to buy a phone system? There's got to be a trade-off. I mean, they're going to pay you some money for the system, but what does the business owner get back for that?
Well, that's where we try and show them the efficiencies that it's going to create in their business, better communication, better way of tracking information.
So you have systems that will suit, like I have a home office business. I've purchased equipment from you in the past. But then if I had a business with 40 offices in one location, and then I've got three other locations with 40 offices in those locations, you have a system that will suit that need as well?
Exactly. We can network the systems through the internet again.
Gets pretty complicated, doesn't it?
Oh, exactly. And it looks like one phone system.
Mm-hmm. But I think one of the benefits is that not only can the employees in my three-location company communicate with each other, but the customers can contact anybody in any office with almost a seamless, well, I'll have to take your number and have Randy call you, because Randy works out of Milwaukee. So I'll have to get a hold of Randy and I'll have him call you back. That's all gone now with these new phone systems, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, you can have an office in California, for instance, with your phone service coming into your system in California, answered in Appleton, Wisconsin, and transferred back to California, or call center in Appleton.
And the perception by the customer is this is really efficient. It's easy. I just call for Randy in Appleton, but Randy's located in California. Just a second, I'll connect you with Randy. Click, and there's Randy.
Exactly.
That's what these new phone systems can do, and they can do much more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they integrate with a lot of the programs that you run on your computer today to track information.
Yep. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break here, Bob. We're going to come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. And welcome back to our final segment of BizTalk this morning. We're visiting with Bob Randerson, who's the founder and the owner of Randercom, and he's sharing his story about how he got started and some of the challenges he's faced along the way. Bob, before we continue in this segment, why don't you please give out your contact information again in case someone wants to contact you next week?
Sure. My telephone number is, again, is 920-731-3944. And our website is www.randercom.com.
Good. Thanks.
Great. Okay. Well, we had talked about the telephone systems and the technology that are changing. The other half of your business, or part of your business, deals a lot with the areas of security and video, that type of thing. Could you tell us a little bit about how that all plays into your business?
Sure. Well, we got into that business. I had a technician that had some experience in that, and he was the one that really got me interested in looking at it. And that, too, has evolved quite a bit through the years, where your surveillance systems, you can now view and pull things up on your smartphone and look at your cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Your security systems can now notify you on your smartphone, again, if there's been an alarm that's been set, or if somebody's come into your, mm-hmm. even an employee and deactivated the system. You can see those things. You get it right on your smartphone, so you know what's going on mm-hmm. all the time.
How important is it to really customize a system? I mean, I know there's all kinds of stuff out there, but when you're dealing with security and video especially, the need to customize it and have a real professional system installed.
Well, that, again, it's taking the time to understand a customer's needs mm-hmm. and then trying to fill those needs with the different applications and the system that's going to work best for them.
Okay. So, in other words, if I have circumstance where I have a need for very limited light or motion following or all of this kind of thing, how this all is played into to meet those special needs, just one size doesn't fit all?
Right. There are different cameras with the infrared technology mm-hmm. that might work well in different situations. Pan, tilt, zoom cameras, it all depends on what the need is and what you're trying to do.
Okay, all righty. And then as far as the actual security itself, the security access and that type of thing, you also work with those?
Yeah, the access control, and what the access control is, instead of having keys for your employees, you get card readers.
Like a sweep it right over a pad.
Right, yeah. And the advantage of that, again, you can see reports when people came and went. You can limit when people can access the building. So if
how long you've been in the building?
Well, if you do the exit feature of it,
okay.
Not too many people do that. They're more concerned about when people can come in, where they have access to in the building.
Sure.
You know, maybe they shouldn't be there beyond Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. You can control those things with the software.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then the alarm systems themselves, monitored off-site, you provide that service off also?
Yes, it's a monthly fee, and mm-hmm. If there is an alarm, the central office gets notified, and their first thing is to notify the customer that there was an intrusion. If they can't get a hold of the customer, then they will notify the authorities.
Okay.
Bob, do you offer any products or anything that helps senior citizens who might be living alone? You see that advertisement on TV where you wear this necklace and help, I fall and I can't get up, to push a button and someone sends an ambulance out. Do you offer anything like that?
No, that isn't anything we've gotten into.
Okay.
Correct.
That's something
totally different.
Yep.
Okay. When you look back over the years you've been in business, Bob, what do you think is responsible for your success?
Perseverance.
Perseverance, yeah.
Yeah, with the you know, economic times, as we're all aware of, it's become a lot more challenging. Maybe forced us to be a little more diverse on what we do and in the products that we offer. But, yeah, it's just perseverance, not, you know, there are times where you just feel like, oh, man, why did I do this? And, you know, you have to take time for yourself. You know, sometimes just suck it up and get back in there and keep a positive attitude.
And tomorrow's another day.
Exactly.
And when the phone rings, it might be another order.
Exactly.
Don't get discouraged. Try to segregate, keep all those feelings under control, and live a balanced life. You said it at the beginning of the program, you're a spiritual fella. And I think that that has a big, big, big role in how we all deal with things in our lives, whether we're a business owner or an employee or whatever. There needs to be the balance in our lives. And Wynn puts that in his book pretty well, that book, Winning Ways for Life.
Yeah, so, without that, that's my rock.
Mm-hmm. As is our tradition, we ask our guests to leave a little bit of a biz tip, a pearl of wisdom, something you've learned along the way that you'd like to share with others so maybe they don't have to pay the same tuition you might have paid. You might have one or two of those little pearls of wisdom.
Sure. Well, I would say just don't get discouraged. You know, you might have a day where it seems like it's hopeless, but tomorrow's another day. And take advantage of all of the programs that are available. SCORE has some great things that can help you get started and some of the things that you need to know in running a business, starting a business, and even to keep it going.
Great. Yep.
Thanks, Bob.
And the one thing about SCORE we keep reminding people is that, yeah, we are free. Right. All of the mentoring services are free to you with over, like I said, over 40 different mentors, so you name it. And I'm really happy to say that we have people who are really current and up to date with the technology, because of those 45, 50 people that we have, probably 40% of them are still in business. Mm-hmm. So they're out there in the real world every day, and so it's not a case of getting a bunch of gray-haired old guys like myself sitting back who used to be in business, and instead you get people who are active and really know what's going on in the real world. Mm-hmm. So,
and they have their own networks as well. They can bring their expertise. We can bring other SCORE mentors into the client relationship if it evolves into talking about from HR into production. We have people in production. We have a fellow who's an expert on patents and copyrights, intellectual properties, and so on. Randy, one more time now. What's coming up Wednesday night?
Okay, on Wednesday night, we're going to be doing the fourth Simple Steps program out of five. It is going to cover the area of financial plans, financial documents, and cash flow, which I know is near and dear to your heart.
Reading accounting financial statements, account balance sheets, income statements, cash flow statements, that sort of thing.
Right. And then the following Wednesday on the 22nd of February, we'll have the last program, and that is our friend from Lakeview Credit Union is going to be there.
Chip Coonan,
he's going to be talking about where to get the money. And so we'll be talking a lot about SBA funding, but mm-hmm. we'll also be going over a lot of detail as far as the more exotic or unusual types of funding.
And March 22nd?
March 22nd, a big program for those of you who are interested in social media. We will be doing 3 hours called Being Social in Business. It's $35 at the Chamber office from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Please bring your laptop and you can learn how to set yourself up with a LinkedIn.
And you can register online at foxcities.score.org.
Correct.
Or call the chamber at 734-7101.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have a guest for next week yet. We're still waiting to hear. But we do have Triumph Electric coming up 2 weeks from today. Mary and Mike Rebman, the owners and founders of Triumph Electric. So you've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio. Have a great weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Thank you.